bottom. Daf Chof Tes on the base on the bottom by the Mishnah. The Mishnah. Hamechabe es haner. Mifnei shu misyor mifnei hanochrim. Okay, so on Shabbos, you want to put out a fire that's burning, a ner, a lamp that's burning. Mifnei shu misyor mifnei hanochrim. You're afraid the goyim outside will come in, and we'll see it's a shalom from pikuach nefesh, maybe they'll come to kill you. Or else mifnei listen. Or else you're afraid robbers will come inside the house. If they see a light, you're afraid they'll come inside. Or else mifnei ruach ro. You have a ruach ro, or something bad will happen to you. Mifnei ha-choyla she-yushan, you have a choyla that's sleeping. And if your light stays on, he'll wake him up. So you want to put it out. And it's poshke, it's a choyla she-yush po sakona, is potter. It's mutter to do it on Shabbos. Even though it says loshen potter, we'll see in the Gemara it means potter, but it's mutter. You're allowed to do it. So drash mifnei nochrim, kagern pasoyim. Shoho yelehem yoim chag, they had the goyish yomtiv, she'en menichim or el of a beis avoydus elilim, shelehem. The chayk was you can only leave a lamp on in the avoydus aru. But in your own house, you're not allowed to. So if the goyim will see the lamp on, they may come and kill you. So it's pekuach nefesh, you're allowed to put it out on Shabbos. Uvnei halistim, shelayiru, they shouldn't see you, the rabbi shouldn't see you, she'eshe modim v'yobiyolov, they'll come on you, and it's also pekuach nefesh, maybe they'll come to kill you. Uvnei ruach ra, habo olov, ukeshein roya and nayachlay. If the ruach ra doesn't see you, he won't hurt you. But if he sees you, you're afraid he'll come to hurt you. It's a sakona. Potas of trash over gemar meforis tekula. The moral will explain the whole Mishnah. That posture, the ratio of the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita, that holds a dove sheinam a melacha shein tzrich legufa is chayav olov on Shabbos. So stamazay putting out the nair is really called a melacha shein tzrich legufa. You don't need the goof of the melacha putting out the fire. You just want that the fire shouldn't be here. Rabbi Yehuda still holds its chayiv on Shabbos. So it's only mutter in these cases because pekuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. Ma'ashenken kichas al haner. You only want to put out the fire because you want to save the ner. You want to save the oil, the lamp. Kichas al the ner pasher means the wick. Whereas kichas al hashemen, you want to save the oil. You don't want the oil to burn up. Now you want to put out the fire to save the oil. You want to save the wick, then chayiv. You put it out for this purpose on Shabbos, you chayiv and isachat if you do it b'shoigi. So drashi, haner kerizel, chayiv over gemara meforish, or before chatal haner, the drashi, shiruya shemiskalkal. You see the ner is not going so good. The chatal of chiba sapsila, you put out the wick. Is chayiv, drashi gemara meforish lo, why you chayiv? But the chur is called the melacha shein tzrich legufo. You don't need the guf of putting out the fire. We'll see in the Gemara what it means, the melacha tzrich legufo. But here you do not need the guf of putting out the fire. Still, the Tanakam is of Yehuda, the old Yechayiv. Reb Yosi poita bekulin. Reb Yosi also know your potter. Plus, Reb Yosi shita is like Reb Shimon shita, that a melacha shein tzrich legufo is potter on Shabbos. Therefore, he says all these cases, anytime you put out a fire on Shabbos, it's only an issur midrabbanan. It's potter bekulam. Chutz, where's the one case that you be chayiv midiraisam for putting out a fire? Chutz minapsilam, if you put out a wick. When the wick is burning, now when you put out the fire, you're putting out the fire for purpose of making the wick better. That we had before. One man Yama says, Bechlal, you're supposed to burn the wicks before Shabbos. Today, the second time it burns much better. So by putting out the fire of the wick, that's called you're making a psilam. So it's called Yenicha with the Malach of Kibui, because the Malach of Kibui is making a wick better. Mifnei Shuay Sepechim, because that makes into a good coal that makes it roy to burn a second time. That's called the Malach HaTzrich Lagufi. You need the Malach of the Kibui. That's the only time you chayiv on Shabbos. Mashenkin Stam, you have a lamp burning, and you want to save the oil. You don't want the oil to be burnt off. So you decide to put out the fire. That's not called the Malach HaTzrich Lagufa. You do not need the goof of the Malach of Kibui. That's not helping you. It's just that through the kibbutz you have no more fire, so you're not using up the oil. That's not called melacha tzrich legufa, because Rav Yosi a potter midiraisa. You only chayev by putting out a wick where you're making the wick better. So drashi, shuvay sepechim, the kibbutz is there by putting it out. Vehevei melacha tzrich legufa kadisa bigmara. That's called a melacha tzrich legufa. You need the guf hamelacha. You need the melacha kibbutz. Sotei gemara. Mi diktani seifer chayiv, since the seifer means that Yehuda is halacha,
that says kechas al haner, yichayiv, for putting out the fire just to save the oil. Yichayiv is shemamina Rabbi Yehudi. You see, the ratio goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that even though it's a mlocha shein tzrich legufa, you do not need the gufa, the kibui, still yichayiv for it. Oy vazoi ratio b'mayaskinen. What's pshan the ratio that says it's mutter? He's a mechaba sanev, if they shu misyar, if they list him, hanochrim, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? So the Gemara, ibuchel l'shiyesh boi sakona, if we're talking about the ratio putting out the fire, b'chvil ha'chol l'shiyishon, means a'chol l'shiyesh boi sakona, for the Gemara mutter mi boile. The Mishnah just says potter. So the havimimim is potter, just means it's potter midiraisa, but it's still awesome midirabonin. Now if the Mishnah the ratio is talking about, you're putting it out for the chayla of the sick person could sleep well. What is if it means the chayla sheish by sakonam? Why does the Mishnah just say potter, which is mashmit still awesome with rabbonin? It's mutim atchila to do it. It's pekuach nefesh is deicha shabbos. If you have a chayla, it's a sakonam. Maybe you'll die. And if you know by putting out the light to sleep better, avad was mutter to put out the light. Elamite means a chayla sheishin. Means tam a chayla. He's not a yesh boi sakona. His ichel won't die. So bezoi chayiv chatis mi boile. Why do you say it's potter? There's a chayiv chatis. You have no heta to be mechal Shabbos just because somebody's sick. If it's not a chayla sheish boi sakona, there's no heta to be mechal Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, putting out the fire is an issa diraisa. So how could the Rashi say it's potter because he's a chayla? So the Gemara li olam b'chayla sheish boi sakona. And since the ratio of the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, so by putting out the fire, you're doing an issa d'oraisa. So what's the heter for chayla? It has to be a chayla that sheish by sakona, that we're afraid maybe he'll die. Therefore, it's mutter to put out the fire. So at the Gemara, v'dinhu the listening mutter. Really, when the Mishnah says potter, the Mishnah should have said mutter. It's mutter metchila to put out the fire for this chayla sheish by sakona on Shabbos. Now, v'yadi the boiler Mishnah say for chayiv. About the next case, the Mishnah says we put out the fire just for the purpose of saving the or, of saving the shemen, saving the psila. Then yichayiv, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though it's a melacha shein tzrich legufa, still yichayiv is toni nami reisha potter. Therefore, the reisha the Mishnah says potter, but really it means it's mutter, because the reisha is talking about such a chayla that's a yesh for sakonas misa, maybe you'll die. Therefore, it's mutter metchila to put out the fire. So when the Mishnah says potter, it means mutter. So Trashi, mi diktoni sefer kichas al haner is chayiv chatis im shoygeg b'shabbos. That means sheshokach shu shabbos. Shoygeg means you forgot today was Shabbos. You thought it was Friday. Oisava shekiva mutter b'shabbos. You didn't know there's such a malach of kibui. You didn't know you're not allowed to put out a fire. So you do it b'shoygeg chayiv chatis. That's what the Rashi says. Who can this go like Rabbi Yehuda? The Omar Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Malacha Shein Tzrich LeGufam Chayiv Olei. Even though you do not need the Malacha for the same purpose that they needed in the Mishkan, still you Chayiv Olei. The Kibbutz there, putting out this fire, you just want to save the oil. That's your purpose of putting out this fire. Ein Tzarech LeGufa, you do not need the Guf of the putting out the fire. Ela LeTzarech Davar Achar. Why are you putting it out? For a different purpose. Shaloi tadla kapsila, you don't want the psila to burn up. Or shaloi yivka haner, you don't want the ner to break. V'ein lecha kibui, hatzarech legufay, what's called the melecha kibui? What's called the melecha putting out that you need the guf of the melecham? Ela kibui shabchamim. Only in the case where you're putting out coals. That means, kishayisim oisim, when you're making a coal, the way you make a good coal is, you burn it a little bit, then you put it out, so the next time you want to light it, it lights much better. So the kibul, putting it out, is for a purpose of making it light better next time. Or else the kibul shehiva, psila. The same thing when you have a wick. So we say first you like to scorch the wick, let the wick burn a little bit, then you put out the wick. So putting out the wick makes the wick a better wick. That's called the kibul that you needed for the zguf of the malachim. Shakibul nase, you're putting out the fire, lohochiz boya or maher. That next time when you want to light with this wick, it's going to be a better wick. Why? Because you put out the fire the first time. So that's called the melacha tzrich legufa. Mashenkin, when you put out the wick just for the purpose of saving the oil, good, you're doing it for a different purpose, saving the oil. There's no melacha in saving oil. The melacha you're doing is putting out the fire. You're not nicha with the guf of the melacha. So why does the ratio the sefer say yichayiv? It says you put out the fire just to save the oil, yichayiv. Becher, that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. That says, a melacha, she'ain tzirich legufa, still yichayiv. Avi, you're doing a malachas kibui. Has any one of the lama test malachas? You do the malachi yichayiv, even though you do not want the same purpose that was done in the Mishkan. Now the chivan, the Rabbi Yehuda, he reishah the potter mishum chayla vu adin l'shap turid the masnisin. It's shver, why you potter? How does the Mishnah say if you put out the fire because somebody is sick? It's potter. Why is the potter? It's an issa deraisa. A deraisa you can't do for stam chayla. If you want to say the choyla is such a choyla that if he doesn't sleep well, maybe he'll die. Why does the Mishnah just say potter, which is mashmetz potter midiraisa, but it's also midirabonim? He should have said mutla tchila, pekuach nefesh is echa Shabbos. Chayiv mi boyle, elo mai such a choyla that will not die, is no sakonas nefashis, just tam isik. What's the heter to put out the fire for him? Yitake chayiv. Hoyov Reb Yehudi. This Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda. To lay potter lay mishum dien tzirich l'gufa. He doesn't potter a malacha shen tzirich l'gufa. He holds no. Since it's doima to the malacha that was done in the Mishkan, mitziyit you're doing a kibu, you're putting out fire. That's an issi deraisa. There's no heter to put out a fire for stam a chayla. The teretz is, we're talking about a chayla sheyesh bo sakana. We're afraid maybe you'll die. Or was there a kasha where there should be mutter? And a chanam is taka mutter. Now the Mishnah says potter, because since in the Sefer before it said chayiv, now it says potter. So the Gemara, v'odetoni Rabbi Yishe, that the Rabbi Yishe learned, im bishvil ha-choyle she-yishon, lo yichbe, he says if you're putting it out for a choyle that wants to sleep better, don't put it out. V'im kibo potter. But if you do put it out, you potter avalosa. He says, osa midirabonin, but potter midiraisa. Is the chur, what are we talking about? Hehi b'choyle shein boi sakona. Rabbi Yishe is zichet talking about a choyle that has no sakonas nefoshes. Because if the person was a choyle sheyesh boi sakona, pshita it's mutter metchilu to put out the fire for him. Now since it says it's also midirabonin to put out the fire, it's a choyle shein boi sakona. The question is, why is it potter midiraisa? The Torah says, Rabbi Yishe goes Rabbi Shimon hi. Rabbi Yishe goes according to Rabbi Shimon. That holds a mloch, a shein, tzvich, leguf, is potter on Shabbos. Therefore, putting out the fire just for the purpose that this chayla should be able to sleep better, you don't need the goof or the melacha putting out the fire, so it's mutter midiraisa. It's only yosem midirabonim. And midirabonim it's also, because it's talking about a chayla, shein boi sakona, so the rabonim will not matter you. Trashi Reb Shimon hi, de potter lei mishum ein et zirich legufa. According to Reb Shimon, it's potter, because it blives the melacha shein zirich legufa. Alocha we pass like Reb Shimon. It's not so posh. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. A malacha shein tzirich legufa is chayiv. But posh the halacha we hold midiraisa it's mutter, but I call upon him midirabonin it's also. A malacha shein tzirich legufa. He's putting out the fire is also midirabonin. Right. So the more shoyl shila zuli ila mireb tamchim. The yes geshayla to ila mireb tamchim. The min noy came from the place noy. So Rashi shol shilta means shalu shalu. Yes the shayla. Lila mireb tamchim. Lefonav in front of mireb tamchim. The chen loshen hashas from mikras rafim oimdim imaloi the alshem shireim liskar lefonav. They're afraid to come close to him. Oimdim merochet. They're standing away. The min noy. That's a mokim noy. The yes the meshayla maho lichvois. Voitzina denura, are you allowed to put out a lamp, a fire that's burning on Shabbos? Mekame beisha b'shabata, in front of a person that's sick on Shabbos. Stama sawa shaylo. You have a person that's sick and he wants to go to sleep now, and the lamp is burning. Are you allowed to shut off the lamp on Shabbos for him? Trashi beisha chayla targim sharua bishta. He's sick. Is posach v'yemis. So instead of answering right away, he went off like a little drosha. He started to darshan. Posach v'yemis, he started to say, An shleima, shleima melech, ein ayon chochmoscha. Where was your chochmo? Ein sichlasecha. Where was like your sichlas, your foolishness? Loidaincha, he had a kasha on what shleima melech said in Kehillis. He had a kasha, loidaincha, shedavarecha saisim divrei David, avicha, it's not enough bad that what you said is Saisi your father David, Elishadavarecha Saisim Zeazin. Now have a kasha and you Shlema Melech, what you said, goof is Saisa one the other. What Shver? David Avichama, David your father said until him, Loiha Mesim Yahaluko. Mesim can't give Helo Takarish Borchu, can't give Shvach. So Mashmi, you're better off being alive than being dead. V'yata Mata and you Shlema Melech said, V'shabeach ani asa meisim. I give shvach to meisim shakva meisu that he already died. So that's one kasha that you say to David. David HaMelech said it's better off being alive. Mesim can't give halal to Hashem. And you're saying, Meshabeach and Yesa Mesim, I give more shvach to Mesim than the people that are alive. Or the Shekhfa Mesim, they died. V'chazarte and Havakasha and you gufan Shlomo HaMelech. Another person kelus, you say, V'yamarto, ki lakelev chayu toiv min ari hames, that a dog that's alive is better off than a ari hames, a strong lion that died. So you see, a live person is better than a dead person. So Ashton, you say to yourself, and why do you say to David? Trashi postach biyom ha-kachoy regilim lefteyach ba-godot. He used to start off with a-godot tchila, v'udoyma l'shila v'dorish. It's doyma to a kasha that used to darshan. Ki lakelev chay klayma. It's better a godl is more important than it a rihames. So Churutzis Tijashi anti means ono halocha. Where's the halocha? The Chazat of Yamat listed the riatzmo. You go for says yourself. So the Gemara like Kasha. He himself came to answer Trashi like Kasha. Iu gufa evi maforishle. He, the one that asked this Kasha, like the Darshan, right away came to answer the Kasha. Like Kasha. Ho de koma dovod leo meisim haluko. That the David said that meisim can't give halal about the Kodesh Baruch Hu ochi koma. Here's what David meant. Li oilam yasek odim teru v'mitzvahs kodim shiomas. A person when he's alive should be yasek in teru mitzvahs. Shekivin shemais, as soon as a person is meis, botum in a teru min a mitzvahs. He's brought to me, he can't do any more Torah, any more mitzvahs. So Melech David is saying, chap around when you're alive and do the mitzvahs. V'yem la'kodesh baruch hu shvach boy. And after you're meis, you can't give any more shvach to Hashem. All your meisim are done already. You're a meis, you can't do any more mitzvahs. V'haynu diyam Rav Yechon, this is Rav Yechon, and said, my dechsev, what did the Pasuk say? V'meisim chofshi, that a meisim are free, you're a free person. That means, kivin shemesh odom, nase chofshi min ha-Torah min ha-mitzvahs. As soon as you die, you become freed from the Torah and the mitzvahs. You have no more chiyuvim. You can't do the mitzvahs anymore. So David HaMelech said, chap around when you're alive and do as much mitzvahs as possible and learn as much as possible. Rashi Dam Rabbi Yechon and Kroa Kedarish. The meisim chavshi. Aye, udakam just gemara. Udakam was Shlaima. That the Shlaima Kela said. V'shabeach ani yasa meisim shekva meisu. I'm giving shvach to the meisim that they already died. That means kishechotu yisro b'midbar. When Klai Yisrael did the Chet Egel in the Midbar, Omad Moishnof and HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'yomar, Kama Tfilos HaTechnunim, Lofonov, V'loi Nena, Moishe Davon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu T'Arvachmonos and Klai Yisrael, a lot of Tfilos, and Hashem didn't answer Moishe. U'kishoma, now when Moishe mentioned, Zuchor Li'Avrohom Li'Yitzok Li'Yisrael Abadecho, Miyad Nena, that when Moshe said, have Rachmanos and Klai Yisrael, B'schus Ovis, Avraham Yitzhak Yaakov, then HaKadosh Baruch listened to him. He says, B'lo Yofer, Oma Shloima, isn't it good that Shloima said, V'shabeach ani yasa meisim shekva meisu, that you can have shvach for meisim is the Ovis, it means big tzadikim, even though they're meis already, but schus, the meisim that they did, V'lo Mazer, they'll still be Yeshua for Klai Yisrael. So Drashi, V'shabeach ani yasa meisim, She'esku b'chayeim b'tayru mitzvahs, means the Ovis. When they were alive, they were Isaac in Torah mitzvahs. Umesu, then they died. Ruyim l'shabchem. Such a tzaddik is ruah to give shvach. Afilu metzadikim chayim. Even more than some tzaddikim that are alive right now. Shegdoilim hem b'misosim b'chayim. Such a chazal that tzaddikim are more like greater b'misosim after they're meis when they're alive. As Hashem listens to them more later than they're alive. Omad Moshe, v'en lecha tzaddik menu v'lenenu b'schusay. If nobody was a bigger tzaddik than Moshe, and still when he was respalled to Hashem, Hashem didn't listen to him. No, when he mentioned b'schus oveth, then Hashem listened to him. Dovarach, another pshat is, what Shlomo meant to say, that he's m'shabeach the meisim, min hogo shaloylam. What's the meaning of this world? Sar boss of Adam, if you're a leader, you're a high president, goy z'gzeri, you make gzeris. Sofik mekayom moisa, sofik e mekayom moisa. You can be the biggest president, the biggest king. So sofik, maybe they'll be mekabel, maybe they won't be mekabel what you say. Yom tim tzolayim mekayom afil, you are mekabel, mekayim what you say. Oisa b'chayov, mekayom moisa, b'moisa, ain mekayim moisa. You only listen to what you say when you're alive. When you're dead, goodbye Charlie, the new king comes over and he makes new gzeris. The old gzeris go away. V'yilu moish rabbeinu mashenkim, moish rabbeinu gozakam gzeris. V'tikin kama takonis. He's halach l'moshe m'sin, or Moshe's own gezeris, the rabbonis that he made. V'kayum hem lo'ilam lo'om yalom. What the gezeris chazal made, are kayum lo'ilam lo'om yalom. So mele, it's called b'lo yofu, amma shloimoi, v'shabeach ani yasa meisim. That I give shvach to the meisim, means tzadikim, the meisim, that they're meisim achai v'kayim. Rashi, the racha, shabeach ani yasa meisim, horishoinim in amchayim shalachshav. the free dicker than from the living ones now. Shereishonim toivim yelu teda shemeskayemas gzeirosim shemoisha v'yemeskayemas gzeirosarim shalachshav. More the kings of today, their gzeiros are not kaim. What Moshe Rabbeinu was goyzei is still kaim. V'tikin kama takonas kihidu tani b'megila. Moshe tiklam Yisrael shiyosherlam v'dershim binyonoi shoyim. You're supposed to talk about Hilchas Purim on Purim and about Pesach on Pesach. He made takonas Moshe Rabbeinu, and those takonas are chayv kaim. But Dovarach and other pshatim shleimers meant v'shabech and yes amesim k'dav Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. My dichsim, what does the pasuk say that David HaMelech said? I say imi ois letoiva v'yiru soyne v'yavoshu. Make for me, David HaMelech said, make for me an ois that will be good for me. V'yiru soyne, my enemies will see it. V'yavoshu, and they'll be embarrassed. Oma David HaFnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, David Yest Hashem, Ribonish Lulam, mochu li aloi soy oven. Give me mechila for the oven that I did with Rashi the Basheva. Did a chet, it's a shayla exactly what the chet was by Basheva. He married her before the husband was mace. As the Morris says, Rabbi Emerson, he didn't do a chet because really, to everyone who ever went to the Mechames by his David gave a get to the wife before him. So about Uri Yadar and then the Mechama, the get was chah really before him, so really David was mutter to him. That called upon him, it looked like a Navera. That David was boiled Basheva, even though it looked like she was still married to her husband. Is so David yet a kosh baruch be moichel me? Omalai mechelecha amoichel you. He didn't just stand me as Chabad, he did tshuvah, he davened Hashem, but he was Meichel. Omar loy, asei mi ois b'chayay. Give me an ois b'chayim that everybody should see that I got mechila for this Avera. Omar loy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, b'chayecha ein emadiyya. In your lifetime I'm not going to be madiyya, I won't give an ois. Omar b'chayi shloima bincha, in your son's Shloima Melech's life, ani madiyya, give a hidoa, give an ois to Klai Yisrael to know that I was Meichel you. What was the Maisa? Kishabona Shloimeh's Beis Hamikdash. When Shloimeh built the Beis Hamikdash, Bikesh Lachnis Oren the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. He wanted to put the Oren into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Is Dovku Shorim Zelazer, the two walls, the two Shorim, the entrance, the two walls, gates came together. Oma Shloimeh. Shloimeh said, Esrim Viaboron on it, 24 Tfilis. Vulaynena, and it wasn't answered, they didn't open up. Then he said, he's open up and let the Melech HaKavod come in. So first the Melechim thought that who does Shloimeh mean the Melech HaKavod? He means he himself, he means Shloimeh. Is Royato Basra Lemivloi. Now the doors for care started to come near Shloimeh to swallow him up. Like, who are you? You call yourself Melech HaKavod. Omru, so Shloimeh answered back, no. Mi hu zeh Melech HaKavod? Who is the Melech HaKavod? Omru, Hashem, Izaz V'Gibor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So good, they didn't come to swallow up. Shloimeh HaMelech to Shorim, but HaKoparim did not open up yet. Chazal B'Yoma, then Shloimeh HaMelech said, Su Shorim HaShechem, Su Kis B'Yolam, V'Yav HaMelech HaKovet. Mihu Zeh HaMelech HaKovet, Hashem Tzavokas HaMelech HaKovet Tzelam. V'lein Nena, still he wasn't answered. Still the Shorim did not open up. Kivin Shoma, then he said, Hashem Elokim HaPesh HaPneim Shechecho. Still sit in front of Pneim Shechecho. That means Zichro L'Chazdei Dovid Avdecho. Remember the chesed that David did to you. Miyad Nena. Then at the end, the Shorim opened up, and Shloim was able to bring the Oren into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. His voice was sure at that time, the whole Kali Yisrael saw that why was the base of Midi, why was the Shorim opened up? Bizchus David HaMelech is Napchu Pnei Kol Soinei David, all the faces of the Soinei David, the people that hated David, that still had tiny and still spoke bad about David, he did his chet, Kishule Kedera. Like the red, the bottom of the Kedera, the cooked part of the Kedera. That's how the face turned red. And everybody now saw clear that Kosh Baruch was Meichel David. V'yodu kol om, v'chol Yisrael, all the om, and kol Klai Yisrael knew now, shemochlo HaKadosh Baruch Hu lois oven. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel David lois oven. It's interesting. All his lifetime, people still by so to sign him, went around saying bad things about David, that you did the chet, he had no ra, he had the mechilo. So later on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the oath that he was Meichel. So the moral of Yofo Amar Shloimeh, isn't it nice that Shloimeh Melech said, v'shabeich ani yaseh meisim shekva meisim. That is a schus and meisim, even after the meis, they have gavalt reschusim. Like here David, after he was meis, then first later Hashem first gave the ois that he had his mechila. Rashi, ruato shorim basrei lemivlei, savri dal atzmoi oma melech hakovid. Omolei shorim, mi yuze melech hakovid, omi yu Hashem yizaz v'gibur. Soine David, mishpacha shoyel shimi yuk yoytzevoi. He's the mishpacha of Sheol that hated David. Writes the Gemara behind the Siv. Another pasuk says in Malachim, "Payim Hashmini," on the eighth day after the Chanukah Samizbeach of the Bayis, Sholach Esom, the Om went home. The Yevorchu Esamelach, they gave a bracha to Shlaim Hamelach. The Yelchul Yaleim, they went home to the oil, to the tents. Meichim, they were happy. V'tuv Leiv. Al kol ha-toiva she'osva Hashem David avdoi ul Yisrael amoi. All the toiva that Hashem did to David HaMelech and to Yisrael amoi. Now what does it mean? V'yelchul yaleihem, they went home to their tents, she'motzun she'sayim b'tayra. So they found the wives were not needed, they ruled Torah. Semechim, what were they all happy about? She'nenem mizniv ha-shechina. That when they were in the base of Migdish, by the Chanukah Samizbaam Bayis, they saw the Shechina. The tuv leiv, what were they happy about? Tuv leiv, shenis abu neshesayim, kol shakol echad v'yechad, v'yod zocher. As soon as they went home, their wife became pregnant, and all of them gave birth to zchorim, to men. Al kol hatoiv, asher osa Hashem l'David avdoi, l'yisrael amoi, l'David avdoi means shemochol le'aloi seyovim. The whole Klai Yisrael saw now by the nes of the shorim that it opened up, it's chus David, and David had his kapor. What's on l'yisrael amoi? What was the time that Hashem was meichol Klai Yisrael? The Yochulu oven the Yom Kippurim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was meichu them the oven that they ate on the Yom Kippur. It's one of these days of this Chanukah Samizbeach was Yom Kippur, was right before Sukkis, and Klai Yisrael ate them, they thought it was the Chet, but Kodesh Baruch Hu was meichu them. Why says it wasn't the Chet? Trash Yom Kippurim, she'ochlu v'shosu v'chanukah sabayis, k'dechsev eschag shivas yomim, v'shivas yom k'darmina v'moyed kotin. That the 7 days they ate, and one of the days was Yom Kippur, Kodesh Baruch Hu was meichu them. Right. So maybe it's good to postek with Shabbat and Yisra Mason. All Mason have more chusin than Chaim. Ah, you have a cash now to steer with Shlomo Melech himself. Or to call Mashloimoi. Kila kelev chai hu toiv. Min haria meis. I'm always said, no, a chai, a live person, is better than a meis. Could have Yehuda Amarav. He meant like Yehuda Amarav's din. The Yom Rav Yehuda Amarav. My dear still, what does the postek says? Hoy di'eini Hashem, dover HaMelech esta kodesh borchu. Hoy di'eini Hashem, kitzi, Kodesh Baruch Hu, let me know, kitzi the trashy, who has seen this love your life. Let me know all that's going to happen to me. That's what David asked my Kodesh Baruch Hu when he was alive. Umi das yomai. And let me know how long I'm going to live. Mahi, eido mahi, how long I'm going to live. Eido ma choda oni. Let me know what trashy ma choda oni means. Be'ezda yoim ani chod lo bottom in oilam. On which day am I going to die? Does he want to know how many years he's going to live? Then he wants to know on which day he's going to die. Omar David of Nehakodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Hoydieni Hashem Kitzi. Let me know exactly what's going to happen to me in my future. Omar Loikodesh Baruch Hu said, Gzeri Himalafonai Shein Modiin Kitzi Shabbos Vadom. I don't let anybody know what's going to be your future. Umidas Yomai Mahi. Let me know how many years I'm going to live. So Gzeri Himalafonai Shein Modiin Midas Yomav Shalodim. I don't let anybody know exactly how long they're going to live. Nobody knows that. It's Gzeri from the Eibishter. So he has to let me know which day I'm going to die. Omaloi. So now the Kodesh Baruch Hu answered. B'Shabbos Thomas. The Kodesh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech, you should know you're going to die on the Shabbos. B'Shabbos Thomas. So David had tainus. He said, Eshtons, Omas B'Yechad B'Shabbos. Let's push off our meat at least till Sunday. He didn't want to die on Shabbos. Rashi, Omas B'Yechad B'Shabbos. She'yuchlo l'sasek b'vespedi. They should be able to be Isaac in me, make a good Tyro. As if a mace on Shabbos, a mace is muksa, not a touch a mace on Shabbos. So he didn't want to die on Shabbos. Omalei Kodesh Baruch Hu said, no. Kvahegiya Malchus Shloimai Binchon. When you're dying, is a pshat that the Melech, your son Shloimai, is supposed to become a Melech. V'yein Malchus Negas Bechaverto. One king can't go into the reign of the next king, Afilu Kamala Neima, the size over here. In other words, when you have to die, the pshat is the next second, Shlomo has to take over. So you can't live till the Sunday. It's already Shlomo Melech's time to become king. So take away before my time then. Let me die Erev Shabbos. I've been out on Shabbos. Omalei Kodesh Baruch Hu said, no. Ki toiv yoyim b'chatzrecho me'elef. That means it's better one day of you, David, than 1,000. What does that mean? Hashem said, toiv li yoyim echot shabta yoshev esek v'teirom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes the one day that David HaMelech sits and learns Torah. Me'elef oilois she'osit shleima bincham lakru lefonai. Al-Gabi HaMizbeach. It's more chashvut to Hashem than 1,000 korbonos that Shlomo Melech is going to bring later on. It's more chashvut to Hashem, David HaMelech's Torah. So Me'el Hashem said, I'm not going to take you away a day earlier. If you're supposed to go on Shabbos, I won't take you away Friday. Because what are you going to be doing? You're going to be learning. I like that day of learning so much, I'm not going to give it up. So Tumar, what was the ma'isa? Kol yom, all the days, Kol yoyim, all the days, the Shabbata, have a yosef, the goros, kula yoyim. Every Shabbos, David HaMelech sat and learned the whole day Shabbos. So the Malach HaMelech can't come to him. Shrash and kol yoyim at the Shabbata, shakol Shabbos is Hashonim. Has every Shabbos of the year. Has he got a Kodesh Baruch Hu told him he's going to die on Shabbos. So it's interesting. He wanted to push you off the Malach HaMelech. Because even though Hashem said you're going to have to die on Shabbos, so the Bissa Kasha, how can he fight Hashem? But go on it. He has an 8 season to learn Torah, so he's going to try his best. Rashi, have a yosta the gorish la yikra of Malach HaMavis Elov. The Malach HaMavis can't come near you if you're learning Torah. Shah Torah magina mimavis. Torah protects you from death. Kedi armina besaita. Samelo Dovra Melech was mamish learning the whole.